Well, Anthony, we are 1 week closer to pro football at its finest. Still have some weeds to get through. We still, as we fake our way through this, in some cases, slow walk, dream walk, or slide through, we still have to do it. Every time I look at a preseason, and I understand the basis and the premise of it, but every rookie deserves a right to be a rookie, and you go through it. And although I'll speak for myself, I can't wait for it to be over, but I understand it's a necessary process. You have to get through it. You hope you can get through it unscathed, not losing people, but you lose people in this. It's a full contact sport that doesn't want to be noted as a full contact sport for most of the year. It only wants to pick its spots. I think, quite frankly, the quarterbacks are in the worst position of any position on the team because it's the only position that doesn't get a dress rehearsal. The scrimmage, don't hit the quarterback. Pratt, don't hit the quarterback. Well, if you go through 90% of everything you do and you're not going to be hit, how do you develop that instinct that you'll need in Philadelphia, that you'll need in the opener? That's the biggest challenge. Those that keep jobs will do it, make a good decision. Those that will be recycled won't. I just don't understand how it's such a sin and a crime to actually play the game that you chose to play. And if you don't trust people enough, we saw up in, it just happened to be New York, you can do all you want to do and have a running back with poor pass protection fundamentals, get his quarterback, get the air knocked out of his quarterback. That's when I said, oh, man, real football. Because this is what the whole premise about this is, cat and mouse game. Can you protect this quarterback? Can I get to you? We want to kill their quarterback. We want ours untouched. Well, that's how everybody is. So that's what we're going to find out. We're going to see. It's going to cost some people their careers. And we just find out as to who it is. Because my philosophy, as you well know, I go, well, who's winning in this league at a high level? What do they do? And I'd probably be leaning towards that if it were me. But I'm just saying. What is your philosophy, Anthony?
For the preseason?
Yes. That's what we're talking about. Playing your people, not playing your quarterback, going live, not going live, putting them in bubble wrap the whole time, and then pulling off the bubble wrap in Philadelphia or giving them a preview.
I mean, unless they're dealing with some type of, like, injury, I would definitely want to see them in the preseason. I don't need them to go out there and play a full half of football, but one or two drives, depending on, like, how long the drives are,
okay,
or even if you want to put them on a play count.
Okay,
I think it's good to, like, you know, just go out there and be able to compete against other players before the...
Tell Cowboy D, tell him I said congratulations. Yeah. Okay, go, he's going, okay.
Yeah. But yeah, be able to compete, hit somebody else, get accustomed to, you know, that physicality before the start of the season. I mean, there are times that, you know, people do go the entire preseason without sustaining any type of hit, but
oh yeah, Rams. Look at the Rams.
I'd rather ramp up, like,
yeah,
slowly.
I think I'm a ramp up guy. I don't know how. I can't think of a guest speaker, a musician, a vocalist. I can't think of anybody in a position who works behind a microphone and an audience that would not want to prep at some point for the big presentation or the big deal. Cowboy D, did he forget his bags? He's so excited, man. Because Dallas is such on a run right now. They are just, they're out-distancing the rest of us now by such a margin. Hey, brother, congratulations, man. You floating. You're just floating right now. I love it, man. This is the best time of the year for Cowboy Nation. Because they're just ruling the rakes. I mean, Cowboy D, man, he's feeling good. Got a smile on his face. And I ain't mad at him. But I'll tell you what, we're going to see how it's handled. How it's handled, determines how long you keep a job. Now, it's easy for us to say if our jobs aren't being questioned. And I think now, if you're involved with the Commanders, you're on high alert. Just on high alert. And no excuses. And what happens? I say every year, what's my goal? To come out of it unscathed. I don't want to lose anybody. But it's a dangerous situation. So how do you combat that? Depth. Man, you're third and fourth team guys. You can't treat them like that. You got to treat them like starters. You got to treat them and make sure they understand how important they are. Because, brother, you one hit away from them. Then what you going to do? I'm so happy, and I thank the Miami Dolphins and Don Shula every chance I get. Winning that Super Bowl with their backup, Earl Morrill, and they had the best quarterback in the game in Bob Greasy. It's next man up, man. Next man up in life. No excuses. What are you going to do if your numbers call? Well, what do you prepare? How do you get prepared for it? You're never in anything live. The only guy on the field, even if place kickers, get a chance to simulation where it's live. Everybody but the most important guy. Now, what kind of sense does that make? I just don't understand it. As an owner, that's what I'd be saying. Hey, guys, I know it's not my thing. You guys are the football people. I just make money. But I am curious about something. How can you prepare for something so intense without actually being exposed to it? And you think that's the best method to take us into South Philadelphia on the road against the Eagles? And if you believe in that, then prove it. Then go out and do it. I'll back you either way you go. But I just don't understand the science. I don't get it. And I don't ever want to get it. I don't want to know. Because you're just playing scared. Are you scared you can't protect him? Well, you can say, well, now somebody can look at me and say, hey, numb, you know what? I'm playing with a backup center. That's your fault. You made a decision in the offseason to not prioritize the center position to his depth. That was your call. I'll stick with it, stick by you, but don't you get weak on me. You made a decision. You made a plan. Let's go with it. You don't get to call in this. This is pro sports. You don't get to come back and say, well, you know, I don't want. No. You are paid. You got a plan. Let's hear it. Let's execute it. And if you want to camouflage it and keep it under the hat, I'll go with that too. But Philadelphia, brother, you're not going to want to hear me on the postgame show. If you come over there and get abused, it's on you. It's on you. So I'm going to see what happens. See what you think about it. There are some people. Let's get it out the way, the opening drive. Because, you know, Big L, the entertainer, I mean, he just lost the circuit. He just went off. He was so entertaining. But the bottom line to it is that he wasn't wrong. Our defensive tackles are not supposed to be where our linebackers are. They're supposed to be 2 yards penetrating enemy territory. We get knocked back into people, and that's unacceptable. And if these are the so-called starters you have, hey, Slim, I'm going to have to get into wagering. Because you're a dead man walking in Philadelphia. If that's as stern as you can be, if that's your best act, then the backups need to be, had their behinds whipped. If the people in front of you are that bad, how in the hell are you not playing? You need to get your agents over there and make some phone calls, start finding what the hell is going on. That's my perspective of it. There's no way in the hell you can tell me that the guy behind Newton's worse. It's impossible. Now, you can tell me he wasn't feeling well. You can tell me he had a bad this and that. I'm all, amen. Everybody's been in the leagues, had the behind kick before. I get it. But I ain't heard nothing of you. Was he nursing an injury? Then I'm like Vince Lombardi. I'm like, what the hell is going on out there? Oh, he was going against the first team. Great. I wish our team got to go against their starters the whole game. That gets us ready for Philly. You know these games don't count, right? I'm just checking. But here's what does count. The film. Are you getting better or worse? Did you understand the assignment? Next thing I want to knock down. You have new coordinators. Both of them got the jobs because people have great expectations. Don't be a clown. The defense is based off what? Maneuvers. Making you wonder where we're coming from. It's deception, right? Do you know what deception means? When am I going to practice? You're not. You're not giving your opponent any film that you don't have to. Yeah, they can go back to Minnesota. They can look at, but they can't see it with the current personnel. So what are we holding under our hat? That I'm all for. Disguise. But sooner or later, you got to play base on both sides, offense and defense, and special teams. Do you have to have trickery to survive? Because if you do, Slim, you're going to be less than 500. I thought the team recovered, started fighting. I thought we had two backs that looked like they were actually trying to change their lifestyle. I saw people up front coming off the ball. I was like, okay. So we do have a sense of urgency. We can thump. Okay. Now I know we do have some rough riders. So I walked away from that. I was all right. Okay. I can go from that. 414 here in the nation's capital. What you going to do? What do you want? What do you see? Did you see enough? If not, I'll let you boys. Burgundy and Gold today. DLC, Ant-Man, back in a moment.
We're optimistic that for the regular season at the start that he'll be ready at that time. And at this time, no, we don't anticipate anybody else coming in. So it'll allow more reps over the next couple weeks with Sam and Ethan in that spot.
It's the head man. DQ, talking about the injury to Mariota. And our biggest fears are always, well, there are injuries at any position, any front, any starter, but especially at the quarterback deal. And I don't know where you stand on your hierarchy of reserves, but this is the time you got to see people play. And you have to always go, what if? And football is about what if. What if Tunsil goes down? You know, what if we get his ankle at the corner receivers? And that's why you have to think in terms of the three deep. Always in your mind, three deep. If not him, then who? And no two players are alike, so I'm either going to get an advantage or disadvantage. Either way, but we'll see what happens. 301-230-0980. I could tell you this all day, but it just wouldn't make the same difference to it. It's just football. That's the way it is. Always been that way. Let's go. How about the Jonesy? Jonesy, what's on your mind?
Keeper of the K-9s, good to have you on the airwaves. The day's sounding real good, slaving over hot Mike Wild chopping
wood. You know it.
Listen. I like a lot of things. I saw I have people complaining about, you know, how slow the defense started off.
Yeah.
What didn't happen. Hey, it's preseason, man. Things should start off slow before you get, there used to be a coach who used to sit on these airways and say, you know, it ain't how you start. It's how you end up.
Yeah.
At the end of the game. Name was John Thompson Jr. That's right. That's what he said, and trust me, it still rains to this day. It's how you start out. I like a lot of what I saw. I saw more positivity than negativity. I think we have a third-string quarterback in Callie McManus that need to be there. We need to be done with this daggone Sam Hartman experiment. I'm sorry, it just don't work. It doesn't compute. The formula is just not there. I mean, nice guy and all, but hey, nice guys don't win football games all the time. or not this one. So I'm looking for bigger and better things. I like them running backs they got that they did put on display. But we got to get ready to play football, Doc. We had 26 of them that sat on the bench and just watched others play. We need to get the real deal out there on this one coming up for Detroit.
Yeah, I'm not sure what it'll be. Kalik McManus, to me, he represents what training camp is all about. We always have a preseason hero. You always have a standout. Who was it last year? Bill.
Yep.
You know, and that's what camp's all about. Those are people that step up and they're heard, even if they didn't plan on those people being the people we talk about. That's who steps up. That's who makes a play. Revis. I can think about just going back. Every year, somebody steps up and go, oh, my God, who is that? That's what you're looking for. We want to be wooed and wowed by performance, not hype, not talk.
Right.
So let's let the players play and find out what's happening, because there's been so many of them. We've heard so much about them. Kate Medrano, we've heard about these guys. Oh, man, he's so fast. He's so this. Put him in the real game.
Thank you.
And let's see. And let's go. And let's see what we have. You know, I think we have a lot of talent. The running back room, they didn't wait for permission. They just went for it. And
they
guess what? They couldn't have done it alone, so people up front was knocking people around, creating space. Exactly. They showed a resilience. They showed that they would compete. They got drugged down the field by the starters. And you know what? I'd rather my puppies play against your starters,
even if you
drag us down the field. Because now they know what it feels
real
like.
Real game. Exactly.
Now they know what the game looks like. A lot of y'all surprised the hell out of me. You wanted them to put in the YMCA team so your top pick could look good. That's dumb as dirt to me. I want him to be stressed.
Hello?
I want him to be stressed now, not in Philadelphia.
Thank you.
The hell are you talking about? I'm so happy since Miami did that. We keep calling Cincinnati. All day I've been calling Cincinnati, Miami. I'm so glad they resorted to that they had to put out their A team to just get little bit of self-respect. And then our boys came back and competed. That's what I want. I want to know, do you have some bounce back in you? Or does everything have to be perfect in order for you to perform? The hell are you talking about? You won five games. The hell? And when you talk about your philosophy, who the hell is listening? Hell, I'm not. I don't care what you say. I want to know what you do.
What you do.
Yeah, I don't give a damn what you say.
That's right.
What you do. I want to know what you do. You talk a great game. We've heard that.
At the end of the day, I need that scoreboard to look exactly like what I saw on Friday night.
Exactly. I can't wait for the game. I really can't wait. Everybody, who are you going to play? I don't give a damn who he plays. But whoever he puts out there, I hope they're ready for the opener.
They play the one that won win.
Yeah, that's what I'm looking for, because I can't trust people that don't play. I don't trust you if you can't play in a game, a series. You that fragile that I can't put you out like you China. I'm sitting here worried about, are we talking about a football team or a badminton team? I'm really trying to figure out what the hell. I'm like Lombardi. What the hell is going on? What are we talking about? Now you got all these scrimmages. Everything's transcribed, and we're going to control this and control that. Just play football. If that's too stressful for you, get the hell out of the way and let somebody else do it.
Thank you very much. I like that.
Yeah, that's man. All right, brother. Got to run. 426.
Yes, sir.
Here in the nation's capital. Y'all put up with way too much crap. We worried about everything but how to win a damn game. You need to get focused. Because a lot, I don't know how y'all acting like this is guaranteed. I don't see anything over there guaranteed. So you better check yourself. 301-230-0980 is the number. Burgundy and Gold today. DOC, Ant-Man, back in a moment.
Three wide receivers to the bottom of your screen. It's Henry again trying to find some room around the outside. Robert Henry Jr., touchdown Commanders.
Some people are just gamers, man.
That was exciting. Ant-Man, the running back room kind of flexed. I was pleased with the downhill running ability. They didn't run alone. They had some creases. People up front were coming off the ball. Everybody got involved, tight ends, receivers, everybody. Running game runs, that means everybody had a part in it. I was pleased with it. The question now is that do you go outside to seek quarterback help? Or do you just ride the horse you got you on? Because just based on doing the post game, from what Linnell, Big L, and I heard, kind of sounds to me like the consensus is that we may need another person. What do you sense?
I think in terms of whether or not they should go get another quarterback, I think Dan Quinn, he answered that yesterday when he talked about, you know, whether he was asked whether or not they'll bring in other quarterbacks. And he said Marcus will be ready for the start of the season. So I think although it's bad news, it's also good news because if he's going to be ready for the start of the season, then I don't think that's the most, you know, worrisome thing in the world. Now, I think Mariota being hurt and, you know, missing the rest of the preseason, I do think that will affect the 53-man roster because I was under the impression they were probably only keep two quarterbacks and they'll hope and pray, you know, Hartman and, you know, AK, they end up on the practice squad.
When they talk about Hartman, he won't have any problem clearing waivers.
Well, yeah, Hartman, we ain't really got to worry about. I mean, AK, 6 for 10, what was it, 87 yards? Like, he looked okay as well. But it wasn't anything like earth shattering. So I
no,
think
but he looked the part.
He looked cool.
Yeah.
I think the sack that he took, he had no business in, you know, taking that one.
Agreed.
Like, just throw the ball away. Yeah. no needs to.
But what else did you like? That's about it.
Yeah, I mean, again, like, it's the preseason.
It's all he's got.
Exactly. We ain't see too much, but it's not like he came out there and looked like the rest of the rookie quarterbacks. Drew Allard, 10 for 13, balling. You talk about Carson Beck. He came out balling.
Oh, yeah.
Like,
yeah.
The rookie class came out and balled. So I'm just saying.
So they represented.
Yeah.
But at
Ty
least
Simpson, I didn't even mention him, 21.
The
25.
Eyeball test for me, he didn't look rattled.
Yeah. I think he looked better than Hartman. I think that
he
is the consensus.
He looked like he belonged.
Yeah.
He looked better than all of them to me. He was the guy.
Looked better than who? All of the rookie quarterbacks?
No, I'm just talking about.
Oh, you're talking
our
about
team.
The Commanders on Sunday.
I'm talking about the Commanders. Yeah.
Okay.
That's all I'm talking about. And so that's all that matters. You can't make a guy look comfortable when he's playing quarterback.
Yeah.
You can't do that. There's nothing you can do about it. He either got that it factor or mm-hmm. he doesn't. This brother has that it factor.
Yeah, I think he definitely looks good. Again, like, so I was hoping that they were going to be able to just put two on the initial 53. So that'll be, because the previous two seasons under Dan Quinn, they've kept three quarterbacks. But, like, this year, having the defensive line group so deep, the receiving group so deep, the running back room, the tight end, like, you have all these competitive groups on your team. And there's only one spot if you are to keep two quarterbacks. But now it looks like we might have to keep three quarterbacks because Mariota is hurt. But this is what DQ had to talk about or had to say earlier if Mariota's injury impacts JD5's playing time this preseason.
Yeah, I definitely thinking, you know, that was like a question on the top of my head. And I was staying in the block this week really before we get into the preparation for that. as far as the game goes. So not right now. It doesn't, Nikki. I recognize the question for sure. But right now we're kind of going into like these 2 days as still like a training camp mode. That'll be like Tuesday and Wednesday and big pad of stuff. So as far as like how much and starters and what we do, some of it will depend on what I'm seeing on Tuesday and Wednesday. So we got a bunch of situations that I'm trying to work through. 2 minutes, 4 minutes, you know, some goal line stuff. So this is kind of like our most heightened training camp block coming up. So I'm excited to see that. But we haven't got, in terms of like planning of the game yet, of that part.
I like that. It's the most heightened.
Yeah, I mean, I was surprised they didn't have practice today. I guess they'll have a walkthrough and then like two practices Tuesday, two pad of practices Tuesday and Wednesday.
Yeah.
But I think that does affect Jaden to an extent, even the practice stuff, like Mariota not being there. But I guess you got AK, you got Hardman. It's just different, though, for the twos, I guess, because, you know, the level talent disparity between, you know, I guess Mariota and then the guys that are running with the threes. But
yeah, it's
they have an opportunity. Yeah, look, your guy, AK, you said, you know, he really looked the part. Like, he's going to have a chance to go out there and deliver some throws.
I would not have known his age or his level of experience if I just did the eyeball test.
Mm-hmm.
Instantly, I just said, first of all, he looks normal. It's like he's supposed to be there with that fit. Ball gets out of his hand, got a cannon, got stature, the whole bit, and I'm going, okay. But now, to take a page out of your book, as I looked around the entire National Football League and saw NFL highlights and the NFL Network, saw some youth. But again, those teams that I saw, I don't compare anything to the Rams. Rams have such a much better team,
mm-hmm,
that they're just further ahead. You know, I want to stay in my lane and look at people that we're supposed to be as good as, if not better than, and then do that. Offensive line, you know, didn't hear people's names. That's a good sign. You know, nobody had that lookout block like the brother had with the Giants. That's a lookout block. And so that could happen at any time, but it didn't, and it doesn't. I was looking for assignments. Our people looked like they were well-schooled. You could tell that they were organized. And this is two new coordinators who are not into their bag of tricks. They can't be. If they go in their bag of tricks now, that may hurt us against Philadelphia.
Yeah.
Now, you know Dontre, he's about illusion. He's an illusionist. They're playing bass for the most part.
Yeah.
So this is as hard as it'll be for his people, but I still think those that can claw through, make a play, they did, and they represented. And at least we could see that they would deliver a blow. And those that didn't play well, I'm glad we're playing Detroit. Because at least you know they're going to be physical.
Oh.
I mean, just the nature of the team. We ain't playing. I don't want to play Miami.
Yeah.
I don't want to play the dink and dunk team. I want to play teams that base their football off the line of scrimmage. Lions.
Mm-hmm.
Great test for. I mean, I couldn't pick a better team. If you ask me, who do you want to – Lions, Ravens, Steelers. That's it. If I can do a round robin between them, because at least I know the practice is going to be like inside drill. It's going to be football, not fluff, because of the way they run their programs. And so that was good. Hard Knock. I like what the Seahawks do. I like what the Hawks do. The Hawks look like it's interesting. And this is a new program, new coaches, whole 9 yards, and they walk the dog in 2 years. It can happen. But the base of how you approach football, it matters. And so I have high expectations for this week, because that backfield, oh my God, I was impressed. Running downhill, exploding through tackles, receivers, tight ends, everybody blocking second level. backside gap control. I was really pleased. A lot of things that I was happy about because of how we approached it. It's a kicking game. I wonder if they're going to bring anybody else, or is it just settled?
I mean, it's been settled now. That's also a thing. Drew Stevens winning the job. Nikki Jabala, she announced earlier that the Commanders were releasing Jake Moody. So it's Drew Stevens' job. And to be honest, he was ahead for a while. And I'm hoping that he can just be consistent, to be honest. Like, he's going to be the guy that's getting all the kicks, all the opportunities. If he can just be consistent, I think we'll finally have some stability at the kicking position, because that's one position we have not had a lot of success.
It's been Magic Mountain,
man,
up and down.
It's ridiculous, because the thing is, kickers will come here and then they'll leave and end up sticking elsewhere. Graham Gano, like, he stuck elsewhere. You talk about Sean Swisham. I don't know, man. Like, we'll see what happens with the position, but they definitely did, you know, make that known earlier today that they were going with the younger guy with the stronger leg. And I thought it was the right decision anyway.
Yeah, I just wanted them to make it. I want a guy to go in the game knowing he's the guy. You know, not you the guy. It's your gig. Now what you going to do? And I think we'll see a little bit of that on the road. I also think your team fares, it's a different project. Preseason on the road, I kind of like it. I like guys traveling on the plane, on the bus. I think it just closes you in a little bit more. You're a little bit more prone to be assignment proficient because you don't have as many distractions. At home, wherever you are, you got a family. You're going to have some things that are actually higher priority than the job at times. But when you travel, you can lock yourself down for 25 to 35 hours. You and your playbook, headset, chilling, bus rides to the hotel, and it allows you to really get into film study and just to visualize. And a lot of these guys, it's their first road trip. Collegiates, they're going to be playing in a new stadium they haven't been in, possibly. And you are pumped up out of your mind. You're at a big fancy hotel. No, it's good. I like the road trip. I think you can get more football accomplished on the road. So we'll be seeing. I'll be watching carefully at all the little things to see what's going on. And my guy Dan Miller, my former sparring partner, voice of the Lions, so that'll be interesting to hear and see him. 444 here in the nation's capital, DOC, Ant-Man, talking burgundy and gold football. Back in a moment.
They say it's in the blood.
Third and goal, Ka'Tron Allen.
That is the one thing that I think they brought him here for.
I think so.
He knows how to get those shoulders square, keep those legs driving and getting into the end zone. This running game has picked up big time.
You got old number 44 and old number 30. You know those guys are going to be all over it when it comes to the running game and running backs. And you could hear in their voices that they were pleased with what they saw. Square shoulders, a base, people blocking up front and getting in the end zone. Very impressive to have seen that. Baseball, football, basketball, soccer coverage on the Team 980 is presented by Xfinity. Score the most reliable Wi-Fi, one price, 5 years, guaranteed. Xfinity, imagine that. Yeah, it was, I was delighted by that. When you run the ball, man, you just become a force. I think everybody feels bigger, stronger, and faster when they can get behind a running game, chew up some clock. And hopefully that's going to be a preview of Burgundy and Gold football. 4:50 here in the nation's capital. It's trying to think of what the best thing I saw, what the worst thing that I saw. I'm aware of what happened in the opening drive with their ones. I'm glad it happened. Personally, I want to evaluate my babies against the best. And I guarantee you that everybody on that field, if it was their first shot, I don't care what school they went to, how many national championships they played for, it's not the NFL. That was your first taste of the NFL if you were on our defensive unit and they had their ones out there. And basically, you got trucked. Now, I'm good with that because I want you to see what it's like. You'll never go through another drill now the same. Because no matter what the coach is saying, no matter what he's talking about, you're going to remember the force that that starting group for Miami did, and they trucked you. They knocked your behind backwards. They forced themselves upon you. You appeared at times to be helpless. And I like that because now you will know how to react. I don't want you to figure this thing out in Philadelphia too late. I hope them coaches ate you a new one in the film study. I hope you're so pissed off now that you can't wait to get a lion in front of you. Now, you'll tell me what your response is, not verbally, when I see the first drive against Detroit. I don't know about you, and I can't wait.
Yeah, no, I'm excited for it as well. And I know Sonny Styles, he's getting some slack about, you know, how he played. And my thing is, I'd rather be patient with him because, again, learning linebacker in the National Football League is definitely tough. One, it's also quicker than, you know, the collegiate level. And then two, this is your first reps. Like, again, to your point, you're going against the ones out there.
That's so, why I'm digging again, it. If it had been their backups, I'd be like Linnell.
Yeah.
It was against their ones. What did I expect? That's the first game that Sonny has not been on the field without his thug partners.
Mm-hmm.
He was with the Hells Angels, so he didn't have to worry about much. He went out there with this crew, and they got trucked.
Yeah.
And I'm going, good, because what don't break him will make him so angry that Detroit's going to pity themselves.
Yeah.
I mean, he recovered, but the guys that did it to him was off the field.
Yeah.
It don't count against backups.
Yeah. And then also, I know there are a lot of people like comparing him against Arvell Reese. And I just think it's a little bit different. Like, Sonny's going to be playing Mike. Arvell's going to be playing off ball. Like, also, you have Tremaine Edmonds up there with Arvell Reese. Like, I think the transition is going to be a little bit easier for, you know, an off ball linebacker as opposed to like the Mike, where you actually out there calling a place. Louisville wasn't out there on the field with him. So, again, all of this was, like, new, and I'm not really tripping about it. DQ actually was asked about how Sonny Styles played, and this is what he had to say about his confidence in Sonny Styles.
If you asked him, you know, he didn't get downhill enough, didn't, you know, take a shot when it was there. But he gets great depth in the zones. I think that's going to be one of the things that, you know, perhaps his safety background helps, where you might see an inside backer there at 6 yards, 7 yards. He gets deep, man. And so those are the things that I like. In the weeks ahead, I want to see the blitzing. You'll even see it at practice. We'll have some one-on-ones with backs and backers. So I think that's another part of his game that he and Leo and Frankie all have. So that's kind of a good thing, you know, as a defensive play callers here. Okay, I've got this one. He can show, blitz the other. So that's something we know Frankie has, that, you know, part of his game. So I want to see a little bit more of that as the practices go. But for the first time out, like, real command, ready to play.
I tell you what, man, I can't wait. I'll tell you what. You got to really be a distraction to get me not to see the first series he's in on defense in Detroit. because and he's not supposed to be able to do it alone. I had the pleasure of being on the sidelines watching London Fletcher play the position. In a 10-minute conversation with Captain Fletcher, it'll ease all this. Because seeing London play, dropping those hips, flying over there. Hell, we just witnessed great linebacker. We have seen it, and we'll see it again. But thank goodness that Cincinnati did what they did and kept their ones in there. Thank you, please. That's right. Fifth time I've done that today. I don't know what I got Cincinnati and Miami tied in for. I have no idea why, but it's going to be interesting. And actually, the scrimmage, I think that Miami came in with a little chip on his shoulder. Because wouldn't you say the scrimmage was kind of one-sided? I
thought most certainly.
Yeah, you know what I mean?
It wasn't even close.
Yeah, that's my point. So for those of you that maybe didn't see that, I think that the coaches over there riled their troops up and got them. They weren't going to get their ass kicked twice by the same group. So whatever, it's cool. If we don't like competing, why are we doing any of this? That's the whole beauty of it, because we like competition. 4:56 here, Burgundy and Gold today. DOC, Ant-Man, 301-230-0980. What are you looking for? Are you done? Are you pleased? Or is there more that you'd like to see up close and personal? Back in a moment.